Youssef's government is now one of the major concerns of the country. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 529 and a quarter, down 29 and a half. July, 533, down 29 and a half. Soft May, 503 and three quarters, down 22 and three quarters. July, 501 and three quarters, down 22 and a quarter. May corn, 373, down four. July, 380 and a half. Now three quarters, down four. December, 398 and three quarters, down three and three quarters. Go out to July of 16. 423 and a half, down 3. May soybeans, 950 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. July, 954 and three quarters, down 1 and a quarter. November, 941 and a half, down 1. May soybean meal, 307.90, down 130. May soybean oil is 31.42, up 33. April live cattle, 158, down 80. April feeders, 211.47 and a half, down 97 and a half. And April lean hogs are 63.25, and they are up 70.
You could be the talk of the elevator with your own personal cell phone answering message from Dave Dickey.
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Leave your message after the beep for George.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to five winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
Yes, and the hope is that we will announce the first of those winners tomorrow. So we'll gather up all the Monday people who have pledged in support of agricultural programming at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Put them all in a big old hat, pull out a winner, and let you know what that winner is. Alongside to my Thelma is Louise, and that would be Les Schulte. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Dave. You're already the talk of the elevator. And we want to thank Maggie from Urbana and Charles from Pontiac. They've got their name in for the chance to
wonderful. Thank
win
you.
Your voice on their voicemail, should they so choose to go that way. And why don't you get your name in for that drawing too? So give us a call today and make your pledge of support. Mention agriculture, because when we get to 100 pledges who mention agriculture is one of the services they really appreciate here at WILL, we will receive an additional $2,250 from a group of our ag business friends who have band together again. We really appreciate them. They do so much for us over the year to encourage you to make your pledge of support, like Bates Commodities and our friends at Stuart Peterson, our friends at Global Commodity Analytics. And they're encouraging you right now to make that pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. You know, Dave, sometimes there are skeptics out there.
Skeptics?
Skeptics who wonder why we do so much agricultural information.
There are some whisperings from time to time.
Sometimes, you know, because there are people from different walks of life, and they don't kind of get it sometimes. But I always tell people, you know what you should do? You should drop by our Ag Outlook Day over in Covington. You know, just stop by and take a look. And there's 400 people sitting in that room to hear, get this information. you know, physically come over to this place to get this information.
They're intensely listening.
They are. And they're stop by our new Ag Assets Day that we've added in November. You know, there was another about 250, 300 people sitting there. So physically you can see what this means, what this service means to that segment of our business community and why it's important. And so we know there are thousands of people that use these services every day, get information that you use in your business. If you're one of them, call with your pledge of support. Invest $120, a $10 a month payment plan if you want to set it up that way, become a sustaining friend, and invest back into this service so that we can keep bringing you continual services for the agricultural community through market reports, through online podcasts, through our e-newsletter, so that we can continue the Ag Outlook days and the meetings that we do for you. And we want to make that investment of your dollars back into services for you. But it starts with your phone call right now at 217-244-9455. Or if you're working on your computer right now, maybe in your office doing some paperwork, click on over to willpledge.org and make your pledge there.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Man, wheat very much the leader to the downside. Little rain and look what happens.
Yeah, just expectations. The Western Belt's going to get a decent drink to help the wheat crop there. And then coupled with that, there's talk that Russia will end their export duty on June 30th. Expect to make that announcement later this weekend through here. So those two things has generated some liquidation in the wheat market. It's also created some spread unwinding, too, throughout the inter commodities. And definitely wheat's wanting to test the lower end of the range in through here. We was unable to hold last Thursday's lows and generated quite a bit of technical selling. It looks like we've got about another 6 cents down from here before we can see some stabilization come in place.
And that weakness in the wheat market probably has spilled over to some degree in corn and soybeans. Soybeans were actually in the green after the opening bell, but they've even given up their advances today.
Like on the bean side, it helped support beans there for a while on some spread unwinding. And also, too, you know, beans have found a little support from ideas where we are getting the corn in the ground. We're going to maybe keep the wheat crop going here. So beans, though, have been hitting the chin here, and they're due to see some stability coming through here and some short carving, for say. The key is export business, and all sectors, export business has slowed. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to monitor, see how fast the beans continue to move out of the southern hemisphere. But for the most part, you know, we look for the export inspections to be on the lower end of expectations. We're probably going to ship out about 8 to 10 million bushels of beans there. There's no more new boats coming in, for say, to load beans out. So bean business has been done. In order for beans to go higher from here, it's going to have to be weather-driven.
And the 937 level, technically, if you're looking at the November bean chart, we're down there hitting that number for the fifth time. If you go all the way back to last October, you just got to wonder how much longer you can keep banging on that resistance there.
Oh, I think it'll hold again. I think we're going to bounce. It's not going to bounce as much as one wants it to if you need to sell at some higher levels, but I think it's going to hold here for a while. I don't think we're really due to, you know, take out these old lows and move sharply lower here until we get a little further along in the growing season.
The reason I ask that is that the meal has been really been battered.
It's been the short leg of the spread. Basically, it goes back to several different things. One is we doubled up on meal production all winter long, had some shortages and some logistics concerns. Then lastly, probably more of a concern is Asia. We're seeing some meal demand back off in Asia. We need to see that meal demand stay strong. You know, you can argue crushing margins every other day back and forth until you're blue in the face. But the key is we need to see this meal consumption resume, particularly in Asia.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. A quick update. Hard red winter May wheat is 529 and three quarters, down 29. Soft May 504 and a half, down 22. May corn, 373, down 4. December, 398 and a half, down 4. May beans, 950 and a half, down 1. And November beans are 941 and a half, and they are down 1 as well. Alongside is Les Schulte, and Les, we've been mulling on the possibility of someone having my voice in their cell phone.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, it's a great way to let people know that you support WILL Agriculture when you win Dave's voice on your answering machine as our way of saying thanks to you. I guess we're saying thanks with that.
Yes, we are.
We are. Sure we are. 217-244-9455. When you make a pledge of support today, we're going to put your name in for a drawing, and then one lucky person is going to win Dave's voice on their answering machine.
And it is going to be my voice because I don't do imitations.
No. You certainly don't.